on Jordy Nelson touchdown, the check that you had called, and where the mistake came in?
The mistake came in, I shouldn't have made the check. I saw something, tried to check out of it, and it's, we don't have a check out of that defense, you know. So it was, I put our defense in jeopardy on that play. The confidence level, I've never been in a situation, you know, like this in last year, you know, and it's as tough as it is, you know. Today was definitely better than yesterday, and, you know, I was going to say the same so about the day before, you know, you know, it's really, at this point, it's every one day at a time, you know, and it's one play at a time, and it's one practice at a time, you know. So I think that's my mentality. I can tell you that much. I don't know if I can speak for everybody else, but I'm sure it's probably something similar.
Once you've been in the city for a long time, do you understand the impatience from fans?
Oh, yeah. I understand the impatience from the fans. You know, obviously, you know, this city deserves better. You know, we deserve better. We deserve better for ourselves, you know.
Lance, does this defense have the same ability to kind of rally around a guy like Mel Tucker, who's, you know, under fire, at least publicly, like you guys did with Lovie in tough situations? You guys always seem to... You know, it seemed like it was very tethered to Lovie, you know, that you guys would play your best in tough situations. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to be that same connection with Mel. Does this team have what it takes to get, you know, enough to rally around him?
Why do you say that? Why do you say it doesn't seem like we have the same?
Well, when you talk to players, you don't really hear people talk a lot about Mel Tucker like they talked about Lovie. When you talk to defense players in the past, it was always Lovie, and you could tell that there was a connection there. And that you really want to play for Lovie. I've talked to very few players who, without being provoked, you know, have said, you know, Mel Tucker's my guy. I believe in Mel Tucker. That's why I say there doesn't seem to be that connection.
Well, I mean, a lot of the questions that I've been asked, or when I'm asked a question, it's a kind of a back against the wall type of question. So it's always we're always defending something. We put ourselves in that position, but we're always defending something that we're doing on the field, or, you know, whether it was a mistake or why, you know, these points or a slip or this or that. So, you know, it's not I never really had the time to say, you know, hey, I believe in the system. I do believe in the system, you know, and I believe in the guys that are in that room, that we all have in the room. When I say those guys, it means my teammates and my coaches.
When you walked out of the locker room, it's time to be men. What did that refer to?
That means, you have to take your lumps. You have to take your lumps, you know, and take responsibility for it and move forward. You know, the only way that things will can ever get better is if you accept what just happened and you start working toward changing. Or getting better, excuse me.
You said on your show last night that you had told Mark a month in advance about the barbecue thing. And you told us, you know, in the moment that you had not. I'm curious, what's the discrepancy?
That I had not told him a month in advance?
Or that it was for the barbecue thing.
Well, you know what? You know, the thing about my TV show is it's a great platform for me to express myself in a lot of different ways. You know, I really had that moment, and I addressed it then. You know, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Which one is the factually correct one that you told him a month in advance?
Hey, I see you opening another door right now. I see you opening another door right now. You know, right. I mean, if you watch the show, it'll answer for you.
Show's on like midnight.
I know. Hey,
it's,
it's hard to get the prime time slot these days, all right? You know? Shoot.
You've taught, it sounds like, say with the last couple of weeks, you know your time is limited, you know, just with the number of years you have in the league. How important is it to you, from a pride factor, not to go out this way, giving up the last two games, your franchise record, worst performances, Bears defense?
Yeah, I mean, I've been humbled before in my life. You know, I've been humbled before, and that's, you know, that's just things. Some things are part of life. But for me, the positive I took out of the game is, you know, for myself is, you know, my body felt really good. I move around. I really kind of didn't want to come off the field. You know, regardless of the score, I just wanted to play football. And I've been gone for I missed three games. And for however many more games, whether it's seven, whether it's more, you know, I just want to go out and play hard and make plays and try to help this team.
Do you think the guys in the locker room understand, you know, the history of the Chicago Bears and the pride of the defense?
No, I'm sure that some understand it better than others. You know, there are football guys that watch a lot of football. Regardless of what's going on here, you know, there are guys like me that, you know, if we're not winning, you there's not a lot of TV you're watching or a lot of sports or anything like that, you know. So it's all individually.
You're clearly not afraid to get out there in public with the show and facing people all the years you've had ups and downs, teams had ups and downs. But now with this anonymous social media segment or faction out there, is it
different?
Can you shield yourself from that? Do you try?
Not really. I think I've been over the years. I've been criticized and kind of bad mouthed. You know, you could say bad mouth or my words taken out of context so many times that I already know what's coming. You know, I'm gonna get backlash. You know, and somebody's gonna be upset. Somebody's gonna say something bad. Somebody's gonna say something negative. You know, and then the next day comes. You know, I'm still me. I'm still gonna live my life. I'm still gonna go out here. I'm still gonna play football. I'm still gonna try to help my team win a football game. You know, but this is all stuff that comes along with it. You know, if I make a mistake in a football game, you know, I take ownership of it. You know, I'm accountable for my mistakes, you know, and I was raised that way. Every coach I've ever played for raised me to be that way. You know, you take ownership of what you do on that field. And sometimes there's not enough of it. There's not enough of it in the game. I understand that with everything that you do, that there's always going to be either a consequence or some a response to it, you know. But that's part of the game.
Thanks. You got from Tom Brady to Aaron Rodgers, and I got Teddy Bridgewater this week. The Vikings offense looks much different from what you guys have grown accustomed to. What are you guys seeing on film?
They have a really good tailback. You know, he's not a big name people don't know, you know, and the first thing that pops on is his speed and what he can do in the open field. You know, they also have another back who's a bigger guy, a bruiser. You know, one of the guys that really stands out is their fullback. And most teams you don't talk about a team's fullback, but the guy is he's pretty aggressive. You know, it kind of reminds me of back in 03 and 04 when there were a lot of fullbacks and, you know, all of them, you know, as a Sam, all I did was just run in and smash fullbacks, or we smashed each other all game long until we couldn't see in front of ourselves. But it's actually kind of nice to watch fullback go out and finish guys as much as he does. You know, we watched the film and it's kind of a build up. You know, as soon as he starts running, and we're like, which guy is he going to take out this play? You know, this is a team where it's another fundamentally, you just got to be fundamentally sound. You know, be in our alignment, read our keys, and play downhill, and we'll make plays.
How do you think fans will greet you guys on Sunday?
I don't know. we're Chicago Bears, you know. Win, lose, or draw, we're Chicago Bears, you know. And my concern is not how the fans are going to greet us. My concern is to go out and help us win.
A lot of your former teammates were on social media after the game Sunday. Did you hear from any of them? I mean, they were stunned at what this defense has given up the last two games. Did you hear from them yourself?
I think they were stunned at the whole team effort. You know, I don't think it was just defensively. Obviously, there's a lot of defensive guys I've talked to. I've talked to some of my guys, you know, some of my guys, you know. And, I mean, we've had some good hash it out conversations. But yeah, no, it's everything they're saying. I mean, it's all understood. Everybody, whether it's them, you know, or just a fan, you know, people get upset. You know, we're all upset.
Lance, is last week something as a defense you guys seem to forget, or do you guys need to look at and focus on it to make sure it doesn't happen again?
Well, there's things you can always take out of each game, you know, and obviously when there's more mistakes, there's more things to correct, so there's more film that you have to show and to move forward-wise, but it's certainly one that it's a forgettable type of game. You know, it's not one that I, when I go back and I look at all the films over the years, I'm probably going to skip that one.
Thank you.